Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Let's face it, it's impossible to keep up with every single new band and song that comes out. In fact, we recently devoted a whole series to that idea called Missed It Then, Love It Now. So today I'm just going to come right out and say it. I haven't yet heard any of the music from this band we're about to talk about. But that's fine, because Catherine St. Asaf has, and she recently wrote about this buzzy British band, Aluna George, for MTV Hive. Catherine, you will be my musical Sherpa for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what do I need to know about Aluna George? Is this a person, a band? What is it?
Well, Aluna George is actually two people. And there's Aluna Francis, who's the vocalist, and then there's George Reed, who's the producer.
The fact that it's a singer and a producer suggests this is going to have a lot of electronica, a lot of production, a lot of sampling, etc.
They're kind of like, if you're familiar with Churches or Purity Ring, it's, you know, a thing to take all this glitchy, futuristic synth-pop music and then mix it with, say, R&B, especially R&B from the turn of the century, where you had people like Aaliyah or Ashanti and producers like Pharrell and Timbaland topping the charts.
And this song is called Your Drums, Your Love, from the UK. It's the band Aluna George. Your drums, your drums. Some music from this UK band called Aluna George. Their debut full-length record's called Body Music. It's brand new, and Catherine St. Asaf is introducing us and me to this band on Soundcheck today. Your Drums, Your Love. I like that combination of the live singing, the sampled. It has a kind of minimal aesthetic to it, too.
It does, and that's one thing I like about some of their best singles is that they really do have that sense of space to them, which a lot of music that they're emulating did really well as well.
So have these two been around for a while? I mean, I know this is their debut, but usually you don't just come out of the woodwork like that.
Sort of. Aluna Francis was formerly the vocalist in the band My Toys Like Me, which is just like, it's a silly name. It's this British trip-hoppy, sort of the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then George Reed was an instrumentalist in another band. I forget their name, but he wasn't the front man.
Now, you mentioned trip-hop. I mean, there is, you know, maybe a few lingering echoes of that mid-90s, late-90s style here.
There is. It's kind of, you know, the British R&B tradition is probably going to be inherently a little bit like that, just because it's baked in.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that they have a couple of singles. Is this next song, Attracting Flies, one of them?
Yes, it is. It came out a couple months ago.
So before the record?
Before the record, yes.
This is, again, this British band called Aluna George from their album Body Music. Aluna George, this duo from the UK. The debut album is called Body Music, but that's one of the singles that was released before the record. It's called Attracting Flies. The freelance music writer Catherine St. Asaf introducing me, and perhaps you too, to this new band. So that has all the earmarks of a lot of current pop music, you know? I mean, it's got still a little bit of the R&B, but, you know, that to me would not appear out of place next to any number of the artists who are currently topping the pops.
It wouldn't, and of course the lines are kind of blurring, no pun intended.
Yeah, yeah. Little Robin Thicke reference there.
Where you have things like this, which... The thing about the charts right now is that they're finally starting to move away from the just stranglehold that the same three producers like Dr. Luke and Max Martin had over everything. And you get really a lot of breakouts like Icona Pop, who just are inescapable now and almost unheard of before.
Do you have a favorite track from this record?
I do. My favorite track from Body Music is actually an album track, which it doesn't really say much because a lot of tracks from Body Music were previously released. So it's about half old, half new. And this one, Lost and Found, I feel like is a lot more dynamic than some of the stuff on the record. It's harder edged, I feel like, than a lot of what they put out.
All right. Lost and Found is the name of it from Aluna George. Aluna George with Lost and Found, and pretty clearly that is just George Reed's production, lots of layers of it, but
right.
Just the production backing up her voice.
Right, you've got those little almost chiptune elements, you've got the very heavy bass elements on the verses.
The sampled voice thing almost sounds like one of those old, like, Casio, you know, they're almost like toys now, those cheap Casio synthesizers. In your piece about this band for MTV Hive, you write that they're gunning for the superlative most likely to succeed. What do you think it'll take for this band to genuinely break through here in the States?
Honestly, it's all about placement. I mean, for instance, like I mentioned Icona Pop before, they had a lot of their success was due to their placement on Girls. They've got the right sound that with any one of these tracks, it's pretty plausible that they could break out. It's just really a matter of, you know, getting the right placement, getting the right ears on them.
So, Catherine, is there, I mean, do you hear enough here to kind of sustain a career into a second and a third record to keep things going?
I do. The thing about Body Music, it's remarkably fully foreign for a debut album. And Aluna George has one other thing going for them, in that they've already pretty much broken the UK as much as they possibly can, thanks to a collaboration with the dance act Disclosure called White Noise, which is probably my other favorite track from them.
Mm-hmm. And it's not on the record. Not on their record.
It's not on their record, but it is on the Disclosure record, which came out this summer as well.
Well, it's been getting a lot of press. Aluna George, a British electro R&B duo, their debut full-length is called Body Music. I liked that first track, especially, that Your Drums, Your Love. I'd like to hear more of that kind of
spaciness.
Yeah. All right. Catherine Saint-Assaf has written about them for MTV Hive. She also writes for Pitchfork and The Guardian, etc., and has been my guide to this introduction to the band. Thanks very much, Catherine.
Thank you so much.